Limitless Wrestling fans, we're back. John Alba, the czar of Limitless Wrestling, Randy Carver. It's been a few weeks. A lot has happened in these past few weeks. We'll explain the absence and everything going on right now because society has kind of flipped on itself in the last couple of weeks, and things are just crazy right now. So, Randy, first off, as we speak, how are you?
I'm actually pretty good. Things are really crazy right now. It's been a crazy couple weeks for everybody, us included. And I don't know, like, you know, it's the past few days leading up to today, we're taping this Tuesday night. We're really hectic and busy and unfortunate, but you know, I'm kind of feeling like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders now that, you know, we have answers to shit that we didn't have before. And I'm just, you know, trying to stay healthy, trying to make sure I'm doing the right thing in this chaotic time, and I hope everybody else is too.
It's a time unlike any other, truthfully. It's really surreal. And ooh, man, it would suck to be a sports reporter these days, wouldn't it?
Yeah, what are you doing right now? What are you covering?
Well, marble racing's a good place to start. We're still doing our 7-night-a-week, half-hour sports show. How? I don't know, but we're doing it. It's been an insane month for me personally. I guess we can kind of get into that. After the February event, we were planning on doing a show, and I actually had a bit of a medical episode. I had a cyst that was near my eye that I was no, and this is no exaggeration here. This is exactly how it went down. It was small, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get this removed. I just want to get it taken care of. It's more of a cosmetic nuisance than anything else. I'm just going to get it done. So I made an appointment on the phone, and no more than an hour after I made the appointment, this thing started blowing up. It was like, you ever see that episode of Family Guy where Chris has that pimple that like, yes, that like comes to life? That's what happened. And this thing became massive, and I actually had to undergo some emergency surgery to get it taken care of. And it put me on the shelf for a little bit. And then it was a matter of playing pickup and getting back into place. And then all this stuff started to happen. So that's kind of been where we've been on this podcast. There just hasn't really been enough time. Plus, in combination with everything that you guys up there have had to deal with. And it's been insane. I mean, we've had events. And if you've been following along with Limitless Wrestling on social media, you obviously know what's been going on. We'll talk a little bit about it in this week's episode. But I think we want to take this week's episode, too, to kind of set the record straight about what is going on, talk a little bit about what's going on. It's a stressful time. People are looking for some form of conversation and an outlet for entertainment, and we're going to try to give that to you today.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like you said, it's been a really crazy time. For those who don't know, I'll just dive right into it. Our upcoming event that was scheduled for this Saturday, March 21st, Cause for Alarm in Yarmouth, was canceled, obviously due to this coronavirus outbreak. And there was so many things changing rapidly with not only the state of Maine, but really the whole country. And different Limitless fans are experiencing this harder than others, because I know that we do have fans who, you know, travel in from different states or watch all across the country. And it's just crazy shit right now. It's kind of, you know, intimidating, scary shit that there's just not a ton of answers for right now. But, you know, we basically the past like week and a half, 2 weeks has been tracking what to do and what to do for the safety of the fans, the wrestlers, and anyone who would be attending any events. And we're basically, I was following Governor Mills and the CDC, who are making constant announcements with the state of Maine of just basically how to conduct yourself through what we're going through right now, because it's not only us who have no answers. There's a lot of people in big positions who don't have any answers of what to do about this. And really the extent of how hard it's going to hit the country when it's all said and done. And We've been following the guidelines that we've been told. We were in touch with the venue, state officials, as well as town officials in Yarmouth, who are basically telling me to follow any lead that the state did, and that's what they were going to do as well. And I think it was, I don't know, 5 or 6 days before we actually canceled it, which was this past Sunday, that we had to restrict the event to 250 people. Luckily, we were under that cap, so we pretty much capped tickets right there. I think there was only 7 or 8 left at that time where we had to cap it so that we could be what was deemed safe for fans, performers, anyone in the building. And obviously, that ended up changing, and there was no way that any event could be run, you know, and have it work out and have it be safe for everybody. So we had to ultimately make the decision that was the right decision. And this thing, I think, just spread, you know, from my standpoint, quicker than expected. And I don't know, it's just crazy. It's unprecedented and stuff that we've never had to deal with before. And it's really taking not only the wrestling world, but any sports, any entertainment, anything that was going on in the next couple weeks, couple months, has pretty much been, you know, the board's been wiped clean. There's been professional, you know, NBA canceling their season for the time being, MLB pushing everything back. It's fucking crazy right now. And I don't have a ton of answers of really what's going on with Limitless Wrestling or what's to do moving forward until we know more.
Yeah, so I want to get this PSA out of the way, and I'm going to come off obnoxious and holier than thou, and I really don't give a crap, quite frankly. You know, I've been following this all very closely for the past couple of weeks, even before we got to the cancellations of everything. And it was something that we were hearing was going to be very serious. And a lot of people did not take it very seriously at all. A lot of people in power didn't take it very seriously. But in general, the general population did not take this thing seriously. And you know, quite frankly, I'm tired of seeing the posts about, oh, well, the flu kills more people. I'm tired of seeing posts about the media overreacting and causing hysteria. You know, we as public informants in pursuance of truth are attempting to bring people responsible information. No one is trying to undermine you. You know, these are serious things that are put out there for a reason. And it was very disheartening to me to see people taking this and still continuing to take this as a not very serious thing. And it's in my opinion, kind of reflective of how apathetic a lot of society has become in the past few years. And as a collective society, our general need to show a little more empathy towards one another. And if something doesn't necessarily affect you personally, think about the ramifications that it might have on other people.
Right.
I think that's super important to think about here, Randy.
I agree. And I think the biggest thing that I've been seeing from people is a lot of people deeming this an overreaction by those in power who are, you know, setting new things in order that we've in my lifetime never had something like this to this extent really affect my life. And I think it's better to overreact than underreact. Absolutely. In a situation like this. And that's just my feelings on it. People are going to feel different ways, and that's fine. But I do feel that it's better to overreact than underreact, because we've just, you know, if you look up, read about it a little bit, we've seen how much other countries have been crippled by this. And I just there's no answers yet for this to be fixed right off the bat. Like, this is going to be a rough couple weeks, a weird couple months. And we just got to kind of get through it and be nice to each other, because it's a fucking madhouse anywhere you go right now. And on social media especially. And it's just, it sucks to see. You know, you want everybody to kind of come together in situations like this and understand what's going on and just try to be, you know, the best people that you can be to anyone around you.
Of course. And I'll be real with you. You and I were talking before you canceled the event, and you were saying you were planning on going on with just 250. And even I thought that was not worth the risk. And I know ultimately you have the fans' best interest in mind and everything. And I know you also had, you know, everything that you had kind of put into this. But the reality is, and I took this stance on air the other night, I took it on my podcast, Living the Gimmick, I don't think any sport or entertainment entity, period, whether it's WWE, AEW, Limitless Wrestling, Cirque du Soleil, the Harlem Globetrotters, anything, I don't think anyone should be running anything right now. We need to get this thing curbed. We need to get it taken care of. We need to limit our person-to-person interaction in large settings as much as we possibly can for this short period of time. Because in order to love something for many years to come, sometimes you have to lose it for just a little bit. And that's what we need to do in order to be responsible right now.
And that's fair. And the reason, to be real with you, the reason that we held on so long is because we weren't there weren't advisements for us to cancel that mm-hmm. were. And I'm going to trust the people who are in power who are telling me
sure.
on the phone, you know, what to do here.
And this is just my opinion.
I understand. You know. And I don't want people to get the wrong idea that I was, you know, holding on to this until we couldn't anymore for no reason other than to just do the show. But I was asking a lot of questions. We had sanitation stations in place at the event as well. I was just trying to do everything to make it work and have it be a safe environment for everybody involved, because the last thing that I'd want to do is run an event that was going to put not only the wrestlers involved with the show, but the fans attending the show, the staff at the venue. I wouldn't want to put anybody at risk. And I don't think you were alone, John, in your feelings. Like there were a couple people who did contact me. I think it was the day that we ended up canceling the show, but there were a couple people who did contact me, mentioned that they weren't going to be going. And we're going to try to sell their tickets. But I think a majority of people were down with, you know, going to this event with the safety that we were going to put in place, hopefully that we were told to put in place it was going to be best for everybody. But, obviously once shit started to get more serious around here, and it didn't, you know, Maine was one of the last places that was affected in the country. I think that may have played a part in this as well, but, definitely, you know, now it's 100% the right decision. There's no, you know, now with everything that's set in place, there's no decision to be made. That's just
right.
What you have to do.
And I genuinely believe this. And again, I said it on this week's Living the Gimmick. I think it's asinine that any of these pro wrestling companies are running shows right now. And
I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know how it's being like, Maine right now, what's been recommended by the governor and the CDC is nothing over 50. And I think every upcoming show in the state of Maine has been canceled. But I have seen there are still a few places that have not canceled events in the coming weeks. And I'm just, I don't know how, I don't think it's going to happen. I can't imagine how it happens.
And then you look at the mainstream, you look at WWE is going to run WrestleMania on a closed set at the Performance Center, which even so it's still going to take, there's still going to be at least, you know, 10 to 20 people minimum that you're going to need to put that broadcast on from the Performance Center. And you have all these recommendations not to, and then you have all the matches to run. AEW is going to run a War Games match with no audience, with people bleeding all over each other. This is just not smart, Randy. It's not. And I love these companies. I love pro wrestling. And you want to be entertained and everything. But what liability are you putting your talent and your crew at, you know, by having them have to travel and go into airports if they don't need to? It's just not smart, in my opinion.
Right. Now, I would say, I mean, for something of that nature, I feel like the only correct way you can do something like that is if you have everyone who's entering that building tested, but I don't think that's not available. That's not just readily available to people not showing symptoms. Am I correct in that?
Correct. And there's just not enough tests to go around, which is a whole nother story.
Right.
Unless that's, you're famous and rich.
So I don't know, man.
If you're famous and rich,
it's tough to, it's easy to armchair quarterback this, but it's in my head, it's how do you execute that within the parameters that have been put in place?
And that's why,
like, I don't know how.
You know, I've seen a lot of fans out there, and this includes some Limitless Wrestling fans and WWE fans and AEW fans, who say, "Oh well, you know, it's good. They're not giving in, and the show must go on." The show doesn't have to go on, guys. It doesn't have to. You can be smart. You can take the necessary precautions to ensure that all of your talent, your crew, that everyone is healthy and safe. It's the reality. And honestly, Randy, as I talked about on Living the Gimmick this past week, maybe this wouldn't be the worst time in the world for a bit of a pro wrestling off season. And ill-timed and albeit unplanned, but an off season. Let everyone get healthy in pro wrestling. Let everybody want that pro wrestling thirst to come back, and then just imagine how much interest would be in the product where after a couple months, okay, we can get our hands back on it again, and we would have a hot period. It would be a great thing. But obviously there's a downside to it, especially at the independent level, where a lot of these talent are depending on these shows.
Right. That's a huge bummer to me right now, is because there's so many wrestlers right now who were, you know, I know a lot of wrestlers who kind of walk into WrestleMania weekend and walk out and they can pay their rent for a couple months. It's a huge money weekend for a lot of independent wrestlers who do this as a job, who are somewhat, you know, successful on the scene. Some of the guys too, and this is a lot of people who are involved in Limitless Wrestling, were paying their way down to Tampa, Florida to get some opportunities and to hopefully get noticed and get on some of these shows. And fuck, there was over 100 shows going on in like a, 6 to 7 day radius in Tampa. And not only just that, but I mean, you look at pretty much everything's canceled. That's big for the, you know, next couple weeks, even months. And I feel for those guys, because there's a lot of guys, especially involved in Limitless Wrestling, who have kind of put all their eggs in this pro wrestling bucket, and really, you know, they're putting 110% in all the time. And then in, you know, a snap of a finger, in the matter of 5 or 6 days, everything's gone. And you don't know when the next time you have income is. And you just, there's so much uncertainty around pro wrestling right now. And this has hurt a lot of companies, us included, because this is just, you know, there's financial loss as a part of this when you go in promoting a show and heavily promote it. And then, you know, you end up having nothing at the end of the tunnel. And it's just a tough time for everybody all around. And I'm hoping that everybody comes out stronger on the other side. And I think I think in my own shoes, it's definitely going to encourage me to never question doing anything again, just to do it, because we really, this is something that I never thought would be taken from me until I'm dead. And now we're here living in uncertainty of knowing when we're going to have another event again. So
yeah,
it's just, it changes. It's a life-changing outlook moment. You know what I mean? I was driving home last night and just thinking about how crazy this is right now. And it's a bummer, but it's kind of you see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know it's there, and you can't wait to be there, because it's just, I really don't want to live in a world where this is the case ever again.
Yeah. And I think it does speak to how seriously we have to take these matters going forward. You know, I was supposed to be on one of those Tampa shows. I didn't even get a chance to announce it, but I was going to be on Sean Ross Sapp's Brawl for Tall. And I was going to be in his corner, Emmy and all. I was going to be in his corner. There was going to be some wrestling media in his corner.
And that's awesome.
It was going to be pretty great. And it bummed me out. And it bummed me out to see all of these great talents that aren't going to be able to make the trip down to Tampa and are going to lose out on their paydays. We saw that disaster that was happening with WrestleCon, which thankfully they got it settled.
Yeah.
That was nearly just brutal. And Joey Janela said it on Twitter, you know, this was nearly a death blow for independent wrestling.
It's very close to that. And I've been speaking with a lot of fellow promoters over the past few days, just trying to figure out how people are handling this. And, you know, we're definitely not taking as big of a hit as some people are, because I know there are a few promotions who, you know, they really put a lot of money and effort towards WrestleMania weekend. And it was really just that's what all their time was going into. So I really feel for everybody on the scene right now. And especially, as we said, the wrestlers who do this as a job and who really, and, you know, some of these guys had some life changing money coming to them WrestleMania weekend. You got to imagine. And I hope everybody can bounce back even better on the other side and just continue to stay motivated. And if you want to help support any of these promotions, wrestlers, you can find any of them on Twitter, Facebook. A lot of them, mostly it's on Twitter. They'll have their merchandise links or their Pro Wrestling Tees store right in their bio. You can go to Pro Wrestling Tees and maybe search for your favorite wrestler, see if they have a shirt. That's how you can support them and get money directly to them. we're going to be doing a little something this week where we're going to be putting an exclusive poster on sale. It's going to be a signed poster, and we're actually going to be collecting donations that we're going to be able to split amongst a group of wrestlers participating in a project that we're doing. So we're going to try to do some more stuff too once everything settles down a little bit on my end, because we're still going through all the ticket refunds or all the ticket switches for everyone. I want to cover that real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can.
Explain that.
If you had a purchased ticket online for Cause for Alarm this Saturday, I have emailed you under the buyer's email. So whoever bought the tickets is going to be your email account. We put in that there's two options of what you can do with your tickets. You can either, number one, get a full refund, and we're going to process that through the website. From everyone I've been talking to, it only takes a couple hours, so it's been moving pretty quick. Two, you can have your tickets honored at our next event, which I'm uncertain when that's going to be. We did have dates in the book for April and May. Obviously, everything's up in the air right now because we just don't have any answers. So whatever the next event is, I am writing you down. We have a list of those who have responded thus far. About half the people that I think I've emailed have responded. So if for any reason you purchased a ticket online, did not receive an email from me, randycarver@yahoo.com, or any of the DMs for any Limitless Wrestling social media pages, you can reach me and we can figure it out from there. But those are the options we put in place. I tried to reach everybody as quick as possible. So we'll try to get that sorted out as soon as we can.
So I guess, do you have a tentative plan for April if things start to clear up? I, for the record, and this is just my opinion, this is not anything for sure, obviously, I don't know if April's going to be an all clear, quite frankly.
No, I don't know either. I 100% don't know. We're watching everything as of now. A lot of the restrictions that have been put on schools and businesses in the state, they end at the end of March, but I do believe that that will be extended. But we're watching everything right now. The tentative date is April 18th for WrestleProm. Don't know for sure if that's going to happen. I've been telling everyone who's been asking, we are going to wait to kind of set anything in place for WrestleProm until really the end of March. It'll probably be a couple week push for that event if anything is going to happen. But sure. Just stay tuned to the social medias. As soon as we know, we're going to update you as soon as possible. But as of now, I don't think I'll have any answers until the March 27th, 28th area at least.
I can't stress this enough, guys. If there's ever been a time to support Limitless Wrestling, and you can, and if there's ever been a time to support independent wrestling, and you can, now is that time.
Absolutely. We had a new line of t-shirts we were dropping this coming weekend. We just dropped those on the website yesterday. There's 10 new colors of the new Limitless Wrestling logo, the four-year anniversary logo that we dropped in September. There's also patches, stickers. We did have an order of trading cards coming as well. So when those come in, those will be on the website also. But DVDs on there. We just added Practice What You Preach. You can always support for free as well, youtube.com/limitlesswrestling. We're putting up a match a day right now while everything's out of whack. And we've also got a mini series coming from Limitless Dojo tapings. That's also going to air on IWTV coming up. And we're going to try to keep pumping out as much content as possible if we can do things safely. It's just a crazy time right now. So I've been going through the back catalog of shows as well, getting some new ones. I say new ones, but old ones, some 2017, some 2016 Limitless Wrestling shows that are going to go on IWTV in the coming days. So if you want to sign up for independentwrestling.tv, you can use a promo code of Limitless, get a 5-day free trial, sit at home, watch some wrestling. It's going to be a little bit. So now we're going to try to get out as much as possible right now.
If they do subscribe, Limitless will also get something out of that too, correct?
Yes. So if you do subscribe to IWTV using the code Limitless when you sign up, and if you stay a subscriber, we get a $5 kickback off of those who stay a subscriber when using the code. So definitely use the code if you can. But if you want to just give this a test run, try a 5-day free trial, use the code Limitless. And you can check out Limitless Wrestling. There's AIW,
everything.
Ethan Page's company,
so
Alpha One.
They have so much.
They're just adding GCW events. Excellent. Now. I believe they've got 6 or 7 on there.
Excellent. That's great news. That's great news. It is a great website, and you should totally do it and support the brand, baby, if you can. I guess, and you said that you don't really have any answers per se, but you had tweeted a couple days ago that had this been a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, you don't know if Limitless Wrestling would be able to go forward. But now, for now, we can. What is that a testament to?
It's a testament to the fans and the support that we've received because, you know, we had growth every single year. I think that was apparent. But I think especially through, you know, I would say a year, for, like over the past year, maybe year and a half. So 2019 into 2020, the support has been incredible. And it's fans who are new fans who are coming and attending the shows. We had a great year last year with numerous sellouts in a few buildings. We set a cap record in Westbrook. We set our attendance record at the Portland Expo. It's been a great year, and we've just had consistent support from people who believe in this product and believe in the wrestlers who are pushing things forward. And it's crazy to me because this is something that we were told from the beginning wouldn't work and wouldn't stick. And even if it had a run, it was going to die out soon enough. And even in really trying times, you know, we're getting support. We had a lot of support today on the website. A lot of people picked up a new shirt, and we really appreciate that right now. And there were even fans who said, I don't want a ticket to next show, and I don't want my money back. Just keep it. And it's just very, very big acts of gratitude. And I don't know. I've been blown away this past, like, especially the past couple of days with just the love pouring in from people who obviously knew this was a tough decision and a tough situation for us to go through because there's no one this falls back on. You know, this is all Limitless Wrestling. So, you know, we take blows like this and they, you know, they hurt a lot more than they would for a bigger company because, you know, this is all something that's been built from the ground up. And we don't have, you know, a huge bank account that we can fall back on when things get rough. Like, this is where we're trying to make it one show to the next. And luckily, you know, we've had so much support over the past year. We're going to be able to take this and just keep moving forward and not miss a beat. And I hope it stays like that for a long time.
What kind of effect does it have on Let's Wrestle?
It definitely hurts things because it looks like our April event is probably going to get moved. Obviously still uncertain as I am with WrestleProm, but it luckily, because of the state that we're in, it's only going to set things back by the date. It's not going to really restrict anything. I did talk with the guys. I think, you know, when we ease back into everything, we'll probably go a little lighter on the show, you know, when we first come back, whether it's April, May, June, whenever it is. Because honestly, the Let's Wrestle shows have been really stacked lately, and it's a lot of people who I think are right on the cusp of Limitless Wrestling. That's what it's, you know, that's what we kind of made the thing for, but, we've had a lot of really talented people come through over the past few months, but I think it's just going to delay things in general. I think that's the biggest thing, is it's just going to delay, Let's Wrestle in general. It's going to delay some of the talent who are making their way to Limitless Wrestling. I look at a guy like Kobe Christ, who is actually scheduled to make his return to Limitless Wrestling this Saturday. He's been gone since July of last year. He's been tearing it up in Let's Wrestle. So I feel for him because this is a big opportunity for him and one that he's really been working his ass off for. But I think it's really going to spark the roster to come back a lot hungrier. And it's going to push back things for the dojo students too. I think they're going to be the ones affected the most because we've canceled classes for the week. I'm not sure what next week looks like either, but we're going to, you know, keep moving forward with everything. But it's just going to push everybody back by a few weeks. So we've been telling everybody, you know, do as much as you can at home. Try to, you know, stay in shape and work out and do what you can from your home and just keep going so you're not, you know, super rusty when you come back into things.
Yeah, just the reality is it's just not a smart idea to have guys rubbing up against each other, headlocks, takeovers. Just, it's not a good idea right now. And I know it stinks. It really does. But it may seem like an overreaction to some. But I'm telling you, once we're through this thing, we're all going to be grateful that we took the necessary steps. It's what we can hope, at least, right?
Absolutely.
And I'll just think about this, man. If we can come out of this thing society-wise, from a societal standpoint, we're going to have Major League Baseball, the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Masters, big pro wrestling events, all going down at like the same time, and it's going to be like the coolest period in the history of our lives.
It's going to be nuts. So, yeah, it's going to be nuts when everything comes back.
So, you know, look forward to it in that sense. Look forward to something. I can't stress it enough, though, guys. Like, this is the time now more than ever to support your favorite independent wrestling talent, because boy, do they need it.
Yeah, 100%. I know, you know, looking at within our realm, Danger Kid and Aiden Agro were heading down to Tampa, and they had purchased flights, and they had, I think, four or five bookings set up. And now not only that whole weekend, but I think their next month and a half is pretty much gone. So support who you can. We're going to continue to pump out as much content as possible, because now, you know, there's literally nothing for people to do. So I think MSP and I might do a couple match watch-alongs that we'll put together for a special podcast here. We're just going to try to do as much as we can. And that new Dojo mini series is going to be up hopefully within the next couple weeks. And a ton of old matches are going to be coming up, because we're going to try to keep you satisfied and keep the wrestling itch scratched while we have, you know, no ability to do shows right now. But it does stink, but I think it's really going to ignite the fire of pro wrestling even more when everything comes back. And I was talking to a couple people the other night about just how crazy I think it's going to be when we have that first Limitless show back. I think the vibe in there is going to be just insane. And I think it's really going to kick off a new chapter of Limitless Wrestling, and a really fun one, because it's just going to, I think everyone's going to appreciate everything going on so much more. Not that no one did before, right, but the wrestlers are going to appreciate being there. The fans are going to appreciate everything going on. I think it's going to be probably the best atmosphere we've ever been a part of for quite some time once this thing kicks back off.
Have you put any thought into, whenever we come back, we need to run this match? This match is going to get run no matter what, even if it was postponed. Or are you going to try to turn the page and see what cards you're dealt here?
I think there's a few matches that really stand out that, from, you know, what we had scheduled, that I'd like to happen. I think Josh Briggs and CJ Cruz certainly have a score to settle. I think CJ Cruz really felt like this was an opportunity for him to prove that he belonged in Limitless Wrestling against someone who's been in multiple Limitless main events, has been a major player here for a number of years now, in Josh Briggs. I'd like to run that one. I feel like we definitely have to have Alexander Lee and Brandon Kirk in a hardcore match. There's no doubt that when we come back, I'd like to have that on the next show. And we still need to figure out who the number one contender is for the Limitless Wrestling World Championship. So I think that plus Anthony Green versus Chris Statlander for the championship need to happen. We got to figure shit out. And obviously, you know, things could change, because I think scheduling is going to be really, really crazy when we jump back into things. But I am hoping that we can kind of figure shit out and keep our course somewhat the same as it was. But hey, you know, we're going to roll with the punches as we always do. And the first show back is going to be fucking incredible. You can bet money on that we're going to put a lot of time and effort into the next show, whenever that is, and really, really kick things off with a bang.
I'll say this, if there's ever been a time where one of those scrambles could really have some value, a scramble for that number one contendership with some of the top contenders in Limitless would be a hell of a way to get that ball rolling. Just throwing out some ideas.
That'd be huge. That'd be huge. And I do want to say real quick too, please keep posted with our social medias this week. We're going to be posting a lot of different ways where you can support not only Limitless Wrestling, but the wrestlers who have been here busting their ass for Limitless Wrestling for a number of years. I think we're going to get a thread together with a ton of merchandise stores for wrestlers who are on the roster. We're also going to have different ways that you can donate to the wrestlers participating in the mini series that we have dropping as well. So we're going to try to find ways to support as many of these wrestlers who are out of work and have nothing to do right now. We're going to try to support as many of them as possible. I know that Black Label Pro has also put out some different information, as well as Freelance Wrestling, on ways where you can support different wrestlers who are across the country. And like I said earlier, you can go right to their Twitters. A lot of them have merchandise links or just different ways you can support them. And if you don't have the money to it, or if you're don't put yourself in a bad situation just to try to support people. But if you do have the cash to support, now is a good time. And as always, just support on any social medias. There's a ton of free content on YouTube as well. Share, you know, with different people. If you're watching Limitless Wrestling, if you're watching any good wrestling that you like, share it with people right now, because this will be a time that someone new would watch and maybe like the product.
No doubt about it. And there's so many different avenues in which you can share that product. So as Randy alluded to earlier, whether it's IWTV or the YouTube channel or Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, whatever it may be, go ahead and support it and share it. And, you know, as far as us, we'll kind of take it week to week and see what we're doing here. Obviously, the circumstances are going to change. I somehow, some way, am busier than I've ever been, which, whatever, that's neither here nor there. But it's certainly changing circumstances, and I hope that everyone is taking this very seriously. And I hope you realize by now it's time to take this seriously if you're not yet. And the quicker we come together and be smart and not go out to all these restaurants and bars and not congregate in large groups, the quicker we're going to get through this. And we'll take a hit on the chin, but we'll bounce back even hotter from it. And you guys up there in New England took a hit on the chin today. Your boy headed towards my territory. I can't
Why
escape this guy.
Why the fuck do we have to talk about this?
Because I had to bring it up here to lighten the mood a little bit.
I woke up this morning and I looked at my phone and there was a like an alert from Twitter, like a notification, but not a personal notification. Just Tom Brady tweeted Patriot for life, and my heart fluttered a little bit. I said, "Oh,
he's back.
Tom must have re-signed with the Patriots." And I slide that fucker open as quick as possible, and I'm reading it, and I'm, you know, heart starting to sink a little bit. I'm like, this just does not seem like it's going the way that I was hoping it was going to go. And I get through that and I said, wow, that's kind of weird. And then there's another one above it that says, thank you, New England, or some bullshit like that. I'm like, oh shit. And just, it's a bummer, but man, like I've had to try to prepare for this for a number of months now. I haven't been someone who's been in complete denial about this. Like I kind of tried to understand that this would be a real possibility. And it's a fucking bummer, but because he's just the best of all time, in my opinion. And it's been amazing growing up in a Patriots family, being a Patriots fan, having this experience with the best quarterback of all time. It's not something that a lot of people experience with their teams. And you know, I'm going to be a Tom Brady fan for life, even if he does land with the fucking Buccaneers, which is unbelievable. But, you know, I wish the best for him, but I'm very intrigued now as a Patriots fan to see what the hell we're going to do, because it's going to be an interesting rebuild point. But I think Bill Belichick is the guy you want at the helm of that, if anybody.
I can't escape this guy. Covered him
up. Why would
there
you want to?
Because I've seen more of Tom Brady than you have.
That's, hey, okay. Lucky you, bro.
Okay, and if anyone wants to talk about that, find me at a Let's Wrestle or Limitless Wrestling show.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about Tom Terrific all day.
Well, you want to talk about that part of Tom Terrific? Because that's a whole different conversation there, buddy. I've been in those locker rooms after games, and you see some things that you can't unsee, especially from Ricky Jean-Francois, but that's besides the point. Yeah, look, I mean, that happens. And then your boy Gronk, he's getting into the game.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued by that. I heard that there was rumblings that this was going to be a possibility immediately after he exited football, but he's taken time. He's really rehabbed his body, and I'm kind of stoked that the first avenue he's taking is pro wrestling. Like, I've always kind of thought that he'd be a fine pro wrestler, and now we're going to get to see it on the, you know, he's going to get some of the best training in the fucking world. And I'm very intrigued.
I bet you will see him at SummerSlam in Boston.
Oh, in the ring. Man, no doubt. No doubt about it.
So, hey, some of you Limitless Wrestling fans might get a chance to head over there. It'd be pretty cool. But we got lots to look forward to down the line. Let's get back to normal, folks. Randy, anything else you want to add here?
Just stay tuned. Like I said earlier, we're going to have a ton of new content dropping throughout the next couple weeks. I'm going to try to get some really cool things for the podcast as well. Maybe some interviews, because we really have, at least I do, I have a lot of schedule flexibility now. And I'm going to try to do as much as possible so that we can. What are you laughing at? You're busy? Schedule. I can't imagine.
Schedule. You almost got me to swear on this podcast. what is that? No, for sure. I'd love to get some interviews here and get that ball rolling. So
yeah, I think we're going to just try to continue to do some really fun stuff. And especially on the podcast, I think we're going to try to add a lot of different things to these episodes. And
maybe we'll do a watch along on this podcast.
I would love to. We should.
Watch a match or two.
We'll set some stuff up. If there's anything that you want to see or hear about, or in this time where we do have some time to do some stuff, tweet us anytime. Give us some ideas. We'd love to hear them, but we're going to try to keep pumping out as much as possible.
And we still want some logos. So send your logos in. We want that. We're still going to go with the LW pod.
Yeah, we're obviously going to extend it, but let's get an official post out there, and then we'll get more information next week.
Love it. Love it. Stay safe, guys. Be smart. Wash your hands. We'll see you next time.